97.9 at BT Hip Hop Station. We got in the studio with us, actor and comedian. You've seen him on movies like Barbershop, First Sunday, 21 Jump Street, G.I. Joe Retaliation, and a whole lot more. He's in town this weekend, D-Ray Davis. What's up?
Chilling, man, in the city, doing my thing. What up, DFW? How y'all doing?
Welcome back to the Triple D and the DFW, man.
DFW. D-Ray fans, welcome. That's what that stands for.
You're doing big things, man. We saw you on Empire not too long ago. You played a hitman. How'd you get that role, man? That was crazy.
I've been wanting to work with Terrence and all those guys and Taraji for a long time, but John Singleton, man, he called me to direct. You know, he did Baby Boy, he did Boys in the Hood, he did. John Singleton's just a great director, man. You know,
but your role was pretty serious. I mean, this is something that we haven't seen you do, man.
Right. So he called me and said he wanted to do something different. You know, and with the role, he wanted to and pretty much have some shock value to it, other than it just being a hitman, other than being a light skinned hitman.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to the role. I mean, it's already aired, so we can talk about it, of course. Remind everybody what role you played.
I played a couple weeks ago. I played Jermel, who is Cookie's cousin. She came to the hood to get me. She was getting the roses, so she wanted me to go handle her situation. So I basically, you know, she paid me $5. I pulled up to the light and let another light-skinned brother have it. It was light on light crime, man. Light on light crime. So they seen D-Ray in a different light. I had to smell the roses, and I let the thing
go. If you've been following the show, then you know that was all for nothing. Because it was the wrong person.
What's going to come back around anyway? You know, it's not never all for nothing. You know, anytime you're writing something that in depth, that it has to come back around. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the character and something, like you said, I never did before. Other than it's different than the barbershops and the 20, even 21 Jump Street, I was a bad guy, but I wasn't a bad guy like this.
Yeah, show your versatility.
I killed Johnny Depp in that, so that was pretty.
That's kind of bad. So does this mean you're coming back? Or was that just a one-time thing?
But they say they love the character, so they definitely want to bring him back. You know, they love the fact that I connect her to the streets. You know, she's connected by, you know, what you've been seeing, but she don't still have no direct connection to the streets. So they like that she's able to come to get somebody when she needs something done, and you know, I handle it. So, okay.
Well, we'll be seeing D-Ray Davis back on Empire here real soon.
Yeah, for sure. Right.
But you in town this weekend, man. Talk about what we can expect from these shows and how many of these things you doing.
I'm doing like 18,000 shows this weekend. You know, I always add shows. You know, they always show me love in Texas. Big love in Texas.
Got to add the slang.
Texas. So I love, man. I'm at the Arlington Improv, and hey, man, we sold out real fast. So we added the show. I added a Sunday night show, a second show.
Aww,
you know where the Arlington Improv at, so call and get your tickets now. Get your tickets before you get your outfit. You got a few tickets left, man. I'm celebrating my birthday this weekend, so maybe that's why we're selling out. Maybe there's a lot of Pisces coming out of nowhere trying to get they sign on. Plus they heard I was single. The ladies heard I was single, so I like to keep that rumor going in every city.
Well, this one's going to be sold out in no time then, man.
Yeah, man. We keep it going. Plus, I'm shooting my sex tape right after that same night, so come out, see D-Ray Davis sex tape live. Ladies, any guys stick around, you might want to rethink, you know, you've been doing all these years.
Is it going to be some Ray J on Kim action, or what are we looking at?
Look at you. Look at you going left. You know damn well Kanye my friend. You going to go there. Kanye's my friend, man. I don't know, but I guess it is. That's what made Kanye want it, too, so I can't get mad. He said he saw that tape, and that turned him on.
Yeah, and they play it, I think, still, to this day, in the bedroom when they want to get freaky.
Are you kidding me? They probably blur his face out.
All right, what else is D-Ray Davis working on? You got any movie projects in the works?
Yeah, I got a new TV show coming out on MTV2. It's called Joking Off. And yeah, I said that right, Joking Off. It's basically an improv comedy show. We talk about the internet and everything. It's like, what is it called? Whose Line Is It Anyway? It's sort of like that.
Okay.
So we do it with the internet, and we have a good time. I host that. And we just shot another season of Wild 'N Out, so that's coming up.
Damn.
Finished another movie called Wild for the Night. Busta Rhymes is suing for his rights to his words. I'm joking. He's not suing, but I did accidentally tell him the title. So when he said, like my song, yo, somebody got to see me. And I said, yo, I thought he was going to say congratulations on the movie. Yo, Benny Boom directed that? Like my song, yo, somebody got to see me. I was like, all right, Busta Rhymes, all right. But yeah, I got a couple more films, man. Just staying working. That's it. And staying touring. And the biggest thing I'm doing right now is the Arlington Improv.
Yeah. Okay.
That's huge. That's bigger than any TV I got going on because I get to see the people. You know what I'm saying? Instant gratification. Come out, check out your boy D-Ray Davis. And tweet me, holler me at D-Ray Davis, DERAYDAVIS. Follow me, I'm going to follow you back.
Yep.
No, I'm not.
Nope. Wait, if you missed it, where are you at again?
Live at the Arlington Improv this weekend. It's sold out. That's too bad. But the good news is they added another show, D-D-D-Ray D-D-Davis. Yeah.
Like that. It's a nice intimate spot there too, man. It's real
it
nice
is,
drink,
man. It's just sexy.
Yeah.
So you can't see who cheating with who in there. Like if you with your side chick, you can't tell. You know what I'm saying? Because you got enough space between you. They got a side chick section, but they put a little
a tent.
Yeah, in between, like they section it off, like what's the work, like what they call the cubicles.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You got a cubicle relationship.
Nobody else can see.
You got a little hole, so y'all can hold hands through the little hole, snatch away. The side chick section. Come there to the Arlington Improv. Ask for the side chick section,
and they'll take you right to
if
it.
You're the side chick. Don't be offended. Just go sit down.
All right, you know you want to go see him, man, but you didn't get a ticket because you just procrastinator. Where can they go to get these? Their hands on this last show that you just added.
They better call up right now, Arlington Improv. Better make that phone call, and that's the best way I can put it. I don't know what they've been calling or where they've been going online to buy them. All I know is people buying them. If you don't have access or knowledge to how to buy them, you don't deserve tickets.
Well, you know what? I'm going to help them out, man. It's the weekend. They really want to go see you. I'm going to give them a number real quick. 817-635-5555. That's 817-635-5555. Improv.com. D-Ray Davis, man, we look forward to seeing you again in Empire. We look forward to these movies you was talking about,
yes,
man. The ladies looking forward to the sex tape. Not me.
Sex tape dropping soon. But it's only 4 minutes long, but enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest. It's the shortest sex tape ever. But I'm happy with the sex tape. I'm extremely happy with it.
You're getting yours. You're going to drop it for free?
Yeah, because she didn't even see me filming it. It's pretty cool. The new iPhones are insane. You can't hear him. Come on.
All right, man. Happy birthday, bro.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
22 years old.
22, baby. 28. I don't want to lie about my age. A hard 28. Y'all come on and get it.
All right, man. D-Ray Davis in the building, y'all. It's 97.9 The Beat, the hip-hop station. Go see him.